It was really beautiful. She said he was the nicest guy, and he sat there, he went there every day, and he ordered the same exact thing. And she had no idea who he was. She didn't know what he did, but the thing she remembered about him was how he treated her. And I think that's something that has a greater impact than our works alone. It's not just our works. It's not just the art that we put out into the world. It's how we respect our corner of the world. It's how we respect our surroundings, our environment, you know, and these, it's increasingly difficult when simulacrum and meaning becomes layered on top of each other. We can really sort of lose sight of these like actual real connections that we have with people, that we have with our environment, that we have with our ecology, and these things matter. The LA wildfires, which are still continuing, there's a lot of blaming, you know, there's a lot of people pointing fingers, but these places, they were built in hostile ecologies. There wasn't a lot accounted for. You know, the real always rears its head. When the Pueblo Indians, they built Chaco Canyon, which was an ancient site, one of the things that they did was they understood that the civilization they were building had to be modular. And they built it because they understood two things. They understood that human corruption could not make it last. So they built it under something called threatening rock. And the threatening rock actually destroyed Pueblo Bonito, which was one of their pueblos, built of adobe, which in many cases, the adobe material, it's made of natural resources, and it's actually fire retardant. So there are certain building materials that you can utilize to mitigate these problems just in case of a disaster. One of the things that I like is that even the teepee was a modular structure. They understood that it brought warmth in the winter, it was cool in the summer, and you can transport it as a nomadic people, given that ecologies are hostile and they don't last. And this is something I think we can learn from the Indians. I think we can learn a lot from the indigenous people. Not to say get into some Ted Kaczynski primitivist fantasy about the situation, but I think that there's a lot there. And, you know, and there's this idea of spiritual surrender and what that means. And no matter what, I think now is actually the kind of time to fight for duration. I don't know if entropy is real. You know, I don't know if negentropy is real. All I know is that history, it comes in waves, and you have to prepare for those waves. And part of what those waves do is they shatter human dreams, they shatter social ambitions, they shatter social bonds and structures. And we have to learn from those things and make peace with those things just in order to get along in this world and to get along with the world as it exists.